Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'll compare French opera arias with the same composer's art songs, or mélodie, as they call it in France. Let's get right to this beautiful music.
Oh!
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. This edition offers you a chance to compare the different styles used in French opera and French mélodie. We opened this set with Nathalie Dessay singing Aux légères hirondelles from Gounod's opera Mireille. That was followed by the Gounod mélodie L'Absent, sung by Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin piano. Keep your ears open for the similarities as well as the differences between the world of opera and that of the song recital. In this set, we just heard Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau in Bizet's Chanson d'Avril. The comparison was with Bizet's La Fleur que tu m'avais jetée from Carmen, sung by Franco Corelli. Both of these pieces were beautifully sung, but what a difference in style, even though they were both by Bizet. In the Mélodie, it's more intimate and with just a piano. And in the opera aria, there's more drama and an orchestra to sing over. The next set is especially telling.
Oh! Oh! fleur des bois était toujours la plus jolie. Je reviens tel que tu me vois d'un grand voyage en Italie. Du paradis j'ai fait le tour, j'ai fait des vins, j'ai fait l'amour, j'ai fait des vins, j'ai fait que t'importe, mais que t'importe. Je passe devant ta maison, je passe devant ta maison. Ouvre ta porte, ouvre ta porte. Bonjour Suzon, bonjour Suzon.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we're comparing French opera with French art song. We just heard a set that began with Joan Sutherland singing the bell song from Lakmé by Delibes. That was followed by Bonjour Suzon, an art song, or Mélodie by Delibes, sung by Stephen Varco with Graham Johnson, the pianist. Besides a different manner of expressing the words, the aria lasts three times as long as the mélodie. I hope you're having as much fun with these comparisons as I did finding them. In the next case, the same singer performs both the opera aria and the mélodie.
Thank you. Oh!
In that set, we heard Susan Graham with the orchestra of the Royal Opera House conducted by John Nelson. First, from Béatrice et Bénédicte by Berlioz, we heard Dieu, que viens-je d'entendre? That was followed by the same artists in a Berlioz mélodie, Le Spectre de la Rose, from his Nuit d'été. Now, for one of the most dramatic moments in all of French opera, followed by a serene mélodie.
Désespérant, revient. Soutenez-moi dans cet instant suprême.
Je t'aime.
Tête-toi, ne parle pas d'amour ici, c'est un blasphème.
Je t'aime.
Tête-toi, ne parle pas d'amour.
Je t'aime.
C'est l'heure de prier.
Je ne t'inquiète pas.
On m'appelle là-bas.
Non, je ne t'inquiète pas.
Quite a difference in those two pieces. First, from Manon by Massenet, we heard the famous duet with tenor Pyotr Beksala with soprano Diana Damrol. The Mélodie sonnet, also by Massenet, was sung by tenor Vincent Cole with Patrick Stevens' piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've celebrated la différence, the difference between French opera and French mélodie. I hope you've enjoyed the experience. Be sure to contact me with feedback on these programs. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins and you'll find the place to email me. There, you can also find a link to the archives of previous Singing and Other Sins broadcasts. Next week, we'll hear the songs and other sins of the great British master Michael Tippett. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.